Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. Welcome to the St. John's County show that's on in the morning. We've got a very fun show here for you today. Very interesting show. Hope you all had a great weekend. Sounds like everybody in studio did. That's a good thing. We will talk to everybody in studio here very, very shortly. But we've got a fun show today. School is coming back this week. So I'm not going to take Troy's job.
Nope.
In addition to Troy's question of the day, I've got my own question. Not of the day. Okay. It's just a question. So we will get there. I just realized this morning, I should have known this first, but I'm an idiot sometimes. Davey's been here a whole damn year.
Oh, yeah.
Davey's been here a whole year. So we got to congratulate him for that. I don't know how he stuck through this freaking madhouse for a year.
So much fun.
It is not your typical job, but he is crushing it, and we are very, very happy he made it a year. We really hope he can hang in there for another year.
Thanks for your patience, because I know I'm a lunatic, so I just want to say that.
Hey, you fit right in here. Yeah, Davey, you fit right in. We're all freaking lunatics here, buddy. We've got Flagler College, some news about Flagler College. Entire wings of Flagler College going to be shut down for the entire year. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more here on today's show. But before we get started, I do want to remind you that our banner sponsor here is our friends at Old City Homes. If you are looking for a brand new house, call our banner sponsor, Old City Homes. Did you know Jerry at Old City Homes has built over 300 brand new houses, 350 brand new houses right here in St. Augustine and the surrounding areas, and has been helping hardworking people like you and I own their first brand new house. Now is the time to be looking around. If you are ready for a new house, give Jerry a call and see what he has available for you. 904-466-9505. Also got to give a huge shout out to our friends at Bozard Ford Lincoln, who are proud to have served the St. Augustine community for three generations. Out there at Bozard Ford Lincoln, you are going to find the newest product from Ford and Lincoln, along with the best selection of pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models in our area. They have that state-of-the-art service departments, the quick lanes for express service and parts. And, of course, you got to stop by Ford's Garage for one of those signature burgers next time you're there. Mm-hmm. From delivery of your new car in your very own driveway to mobile service for your fleet of company vehicles. I just saw them servicing the fleet at the sheriff's office recently.
Oh.
Just saw their fleet car driving away from the sheriff's office. They really do it. The team at Bozard Ford and Lincoln, ready to meet your needs in a way that is designed exclusively for you. Come let their family take care of your family. Bozard Ford Lincoln, they are driven to inspire. Also, big shout out to our friends at Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, CDR, Chiba Hut Toasted Subs, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep Elementary, BHF Insurance, and 44 Spanish Street Inn. We will talk about very, very soon. First, good morning, everybody. How was your weekend?
Hey, it was beautiful. Happy Monday.
Yeah, Monday. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I did discover this morning?
Hmm. What's that?
Davey likes Mike Davis more than me.
Oh, yeah.
We found this out.
We discovered this.
Yeah. Hey, happy anniversary, though, Davey.
Thank you so much. Man. Yes. Thank you.
Not like you've been sitting beside me all year.
Troy is really hurt.
I love the Bullock Show.
Now talk to me about what happened. Where is this coming from?
The Bullock Show.
Where is this coming from?
He has a beautiful post, and you know, he's wearing his shirt he wore the first day, the puffy shirt.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and he mentions all the shows. Doesn't mention Bollocks.
Wow. Well, Bollocks is very new.
It's a test.
But you know what? Just shows. He likes Mike's better.
We're still we're in sweeps right now. We're making sure.
I know. That's what hurts worse.
I learned you dip it low on the newbies. You got to be careful.
I think he just really appreciates Mike Davis's personal style more than yours.
Yeah, it was fashion.
The khakis collared shirts.
Bobby Jones outlet all the way. It's awesome.
Yeah. Dickies.
Yeah.
Yep. Dickies and hush puppies.
Yes. Very distinct style. Very classic style for Mike Davis.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting.
He calls Mark Bailey and they go on a boys trip real quick and get a bunch of things.
to the outlet wall.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but happy anniversary.
Thank you. Yeah. It's been an awesome, awesome honor. It's so much fun. I love every day, every minute.
Well, it has been a huge deal having you here, man. We love having you here. Not only the fun that you bring to the morning show, but man, you've helped us grow this business exponentially, man.
And awesome.
It's been an awesome ride. And We hope to have you for years to come.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going right here.
So awesome, if he's been here a year, how long have we been doing this?
Too long.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I
think we started doing this daily around April of 2020. Had to have been around that time, right?
It had to be during COVID.
Right. Yeah. Because that's what we started doing this daily for.
Yeah.
To keep so people fun. Up to date on that, and then we realized that whole thing sucked.
Yeah, the whole chart and giving the numbers out.
Yeah.
None of this. Yeah. None of the crap we said in the first 27 shows was real.
The time in life.
Yeah, I know, right? Literally, it's all been like debunked at this point.
We didn't know it wasn't real. We thought we were on top of things.
We were just trying to update everybody, keep everybody updated. But it turned into a really great thing, man.
Yeah.
Turned into a really great thing that I think all of us really love most days.
Most days.
Sometimes we all have our days.
Sometimes it's educational to us.
Like, sometimes it is. Sometimes it's completely worthless to us and everybody out there watching.
Yeah. And we know those days. We finish the show. Oh, that sucks.
That was the worst show.
No. Yeah.
Trust us. We know. Just like you do when it's a bad show.
When it's a flat tire.
We know when there's sweaty balls.
Yeah, man. All right. Do we have a question of the day, Troy?
All right. You want to do your question? You want to do my question?
No, we're doing your question's the official question.
All right, so question of the day. Today is National Cat Day, and some people really, really love their cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And
those people are weird.
My question of the day is, do you have a good cat story? Any good cat story works, good or bad, because not everybody loves cats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a dog person, but I still love cats.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I have a cat now.
Yeah.
By process of elimination, I ended up with a cat.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But I will say my cat story, and I'm not a cat person. I've never had a cat. I will never have a cat as a pet.
Yeah.
I have some cats that roam around my yard, and that's fine. I don't feed them because I want them to go away.
Yeah.
So I, about 4 or 5 years ago, I was living with my brother and his now wife, who I love them both very much. They're both awesome people. I love them to death. But she has a huge heart for animals, right? She does. And so at one point there was a little stray cat that would come in our yard and she started feeding it, started putting food and water out for the stray cat. Right. So then we had just herds of cats that were hanging out at our house and meowing everywhere. They were picking up new cats like every week. And so there were cats in the house and that was the time I decided to move out.
Are you allergic or no?
Nope.
You're not allergic. You're just like, they're just kind of creepy to you.
Yeah, I just don't. I'm just not a cat person. They bring me no joy. Yeah.
Wow, they bring me zero joy. You out.
Well, they did. They were like, we want this house to ourselves, and we know Pete doesn't like cats.
Hmm.
Let's bring around all the cats.
Yeah, they're like.
that's my only cat story is when cats were forced upon me.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. Like when I was a kid, we didn't have cats. We had dogs. We always had dogs, but we didn't have cats.
Right? Yeah.
And I had cats before, but from the cartoon Lady and the Tramp.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We are Siamese, if you please.
But I don't remember that.
That image stuck in my head with cats for so long.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the first cats I actually owned were Oriental Shorthairs. Looked very kind of like Siamese cats.
Okay.
And they were really cool cats. The cat we have now is cool, but I had a cat that would play fetch.
Oh wow!
Literally, you would throw the little ring on a on the milk thing when you take it off. And
Yeah.
I would take that and I'd throw that. He'd bring it back, lay it on my chest, and we'd play for hours.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, and the cat's names were Freedom and Spirit. I was super hippy dippy at that time.
Spirit, man.
This is freedom.
I love it.
This is spirit.
Yeah.
But they were kind of funky looking cats, and the female actually had leopard spots.
They were
cool cats. When I moved to Orlando, my neighbors moved into my house that I bought. So they stayed because cats are house oriented more than people oriented.
Domesticated.
Yeah. So I left the cats with them. And then when I came back, they kept my cats.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
They did not offer you the cats.
They did not offer my cats back.
Freedom and
spirit will live here.
Yeah. Freedom and spirit. Jeez. We're taking freedom and spirit with us.
I will say I told this story to somebody just yesterday. I used to live next to a lady who used to walk her cat on a leash.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. They walk really low. Yeah. I've seen that too. I had a cat in college. He was a beast. He was a Bengal, and his name was Loki. God Loki. Of War, yeah.
Okay.
He was just a beast. He was so cool. He was maybe 30 pounds. He was a big boy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, that's a big cat.
Bengals are big cats, yeah.
Jeez.
He was awesome. Then I was Loki. Like, why not get a dog? Okay.
Have you watched the series, Loki?
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, good series.
Okay.
So, what about you guys in the booth?
I had a cat that lived for a long time. She was 21. End of her life, she would only drink water if you put it in a Stella glass and set it on the counter.
Cool. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
She became a diva.
Yeah.
Yeah, she became
a diva. Sounds like it.
But wow. She deserved it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blake, what do you got?
So my story, so it was, I think around six or 7 years ago, my entire family went to a photo shoot with a baby tiger. In a local dog store, but we had to dress up super nice next to it. So
yeah, it was a family picture. Wow. We're like, how often are we going to get to play with a tiger? Everybody dress up. Go ahead,
it's like Tiger King, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was our first experience where we were getting up close with a tiger. Second time was when we actually went to Africa.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, there you go.
The story one is cooler, though. I think that's awesome. Yeah. I want to see that amazing photo. Yeah.
Right. You guys have to have that photo still, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be somewhere.
I think it's on my Facebook page still.
Okay. Can't get rid of that. That's got to be somewhere,
man. I think it's still on the Facebook page because it was like our family picture.
Legendary. I love picture. It. That is exactly how to do it.
That's better than the Sears or Kmart family pictures,
and of
right?
Of course, on Facebook, I just screw with everyone. I was like, oh, this is our new pet. and people believed it.
Of course, oh my gosh. Why wouldn't they?
Well, you had two cats named Spirit and Freedom. What else are they going to expect? Yeah.
But it was graduated to the big cats.
It was a little baby tiger. It was super cute. So,
all right.
It was a fundraiser for... Single Vision, where you got your dog, where Blake got his dog from.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
So all right.
That's where Athena came from, Single Vision. So.
All right. Good deal. All right. It is that time, Troy, for a quick check of the weather.
Nice.
That quick check of the weather brought to you by our friends at Great Expectations Realty and Auction. They can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out today at geauction.com. All right. Here we go. As we get into the first week back to school, this is my question of the day, Troy. Mm-hmm. We're going back-to-back questions. Well, I won't call it of the day. I'll let you keep your job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
One of four.
Yes.
What was your most memorable back-to-school outfit? We may have done this before. We may do this every single year that it comes back to school, actually. But what was your most memorable back-to-school outfit? I can say So I went to Pedro Menendez the first year that it opened. Mm-hmm. And when I showed up to Pedro Menendez, I was like, okay, I'm very poor, but I'm going to wear the best crap that I have. Right. Mm-hmm. That day it was the Adidas Tearaways.
Okay.
Some Shelto Adidas shoes. Okay. Yeah. I saved up all summer to buy, and a yellow Tommy Hilfiger shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
Big bucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was the best I looked all year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Big bucks.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Was it Tommy Jeans or Tommy Hilfiger?
Tommy Hilfiger shirt. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Tommy Jeans was a little bit different, right?
A little different. You are correct. Good.
See, and I see these tearaways. When I was in high school, they didn't have tearaways.
Yeah.
Okay. We had the little unzip and you pull it off, and that's how you got your sweats off if you're playing basketball.
Okay.
But the tearaways are made for basketball players to tear them off and they can go in the game.
Yeah.
If you wore those to school at my high school and you didn't have shorts underneath.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, you were so going to be butt-ass naked.
Oh,
100%.
Yeah, people did that.
I was going to say, they came along after me, but every time I see kids in them, I was like, oh, man, if I was 16.
But they never snatched it right, correct? It was always just a few buttons.
Right. Yeah, they can never snatch the whole thing off.
Yeah.
The problem is
the one side to come down. And you're you can be the toughest dude when somebody does that to you. It's instantly
SpongeBob boxers are all bunched up. Yeah.
I mean, you used to pants people when you were a kid. And I was one of those guys, if you pants me, I'd leave them down until I finished the conversation.
Just make it real awkward.
Yeah, I make everyone awkward.
Yeah, well, we could vouch for that.
Yeah, sure. We call that big D energy. That's awesome.
I've always been that person.
Well, good. Yeah. Hey, man, lean into it. Sounds right, like you so always
my,
have.
My first, or my the one I remember the most, and I think I wore it like 3 years in a row. The first day of school was my favorite shirt. You know, guys have shirt rotations. It starts when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I had a red shirt that was like a press-on picture of, you know, the scene of the Revolutionary War where the guy's playing like the flute and the drum and carrying the flag.
Oh, sure, kind of.
Yeah.
Sure,
okay. It's kind of a
every picture.
It's that, kind of an iconic picture. It's like three people and like one person's walking with a limp.
Okay,
I'm going leather daddy harness in my head. But go ahead, yeah. Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to paint a picture here. Okay,
but I had that press on shirt, and I remember wearing that shirt. Like that's the shirt I'm wearing. Like I planned it. Like I'm wearing that shirt that day, probably with my zips on. Mm. You know, and yeah, always wear polyester shorts.
Z Gabarici's. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Sounds very much like Troy style right there.
Yeah.
I don't know what my obsession was in elementary school, but I had to have a turtleneck on. I always loved turtlenecks for some reason, in black and brown and just like navy. Just that was it. My uniform.
I was always fascinated by turtlenecks, but I never owned. I may have owned one.
Yeah.
I think I owned one.
Owned one shortly in college or after college, and there's a picture of me with my parents and my sister in a turtleneck with a chain.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta find
you were the Rock.
The Rock. I was the Rock before the Rock.
That was awesome.
I was the Rock before the Rock.
That was the
I guarantee it's on my mom's page.
If you can find that before the show is over and send it over to the booth, we would all love to put that up on
display. That was the look.
Blake, do you have Granny on Facebook?
Yes, I do.
All right, see if you can find that.
There we go. Put the producer to work.
Yeah.
You. What do you guys got back there for your most memorable back to school outfits?
All right. So going to 10th grade, I think I wore my usual like t-shirt and shorts. But however, I was wearing custom made Vans.
Ooh.
That actually had my name on the back of the shoes. Left foot said Blake. Right foot said Blevins.
Okay. Awesome. That's very fancy.
Very cool.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never had my own custom shoes going to school. However, you can buy our custom 904 shoes right now in the 904 Now app. Okay.
Can't wait.
Had to get in a plug. what you got, Clay?
We had a dress code, so it was kind of boring, but I had this like awful striped shirt. Oh, my God. I still remember that thing.
Horizontal or vertical stripes?
I think they were horizontal, but they were like just giant.
Okay.
Almost like color blocking giants.
Yes, color blocking.
All right.
Like
cool.
Mike Davis outfit.
So Mike Davis.
So many plugs.
I can tell you this as a parent. I remember what Blake wore his first day of kindergarten.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wore an Orlando Magic shirt. He was holding his lunchbox. His head was bigger than his body. He looked like a bobblehead. But I mean, he was so cute. You know, that's when it stopped. You know?
Wow, jeez. Ouch.
No, but I remember him more than I do me the first day of school.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was that was his first day of school.
Mm.
Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
You had to wear some sort of Orlando Magic swag back in the day when it was like the Shaq and Benny days.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was way past Blake's time.
We were Charlotte Hornets. I don't know why.
Really? Yeah.
I think it was the colors, but like that was like you were a cool kid if you didn't have that starter jacket.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember so many people had that. I'm like, why do you like the Hornets?
For real. Like, you could have asked me on the street, and I'd be like, I don't know.
I've never seen a game.
Name one player.
No idea. The colors. Purple and turquoise.
Yeah, they were unique colors. They were very 80s and 90s colors. That's probably why, right?
Yeah.
Very 80s and 90s style. All right. Hey, so speaking of what?
It'll be interesting to see what people.
Yeah. Out there. We'll be looking for those for sure. Speaking of back to school, Flagler College. Are you guys aren't back in school officially yet, right, Blake? You guys still got a little while to go before you're in school.
So I'll be back on the 24th of August.
Okay. Gotcha. So just learned according to this story, and maybe I should have known this earlier because Mike Davis is doing a lot of the renovations out there on Flagler College right now.
Mm.
But 46 newly remodeled rooms were destroyed by a water leak in the historic Ponce de Leon Hall building at Flagler College, according to an email to students. Also, the Ponce Hall, the building has been standing, they say, since 1888. It is a National Historic Landmark. Ponsall East going to be closed for the entirety of the 2022-2023 school year due to a water leak that occurred during renovations, which intended to install new flooring, paint, light fixtures, all that. Did Mike Davis do this?
No, wow. it happened okay. in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he's sleeping.
Yeah, he's off. You're off the hook, Mike.
No,
yeah.
And we talked about it briefly.
We did,
about,
yeah.
About it being a water leak, but we didn't know it was going to be closed for this long.
No, I had no idea, man. So this is a pretty new development here as they got to install, they're doing new flooring, paint, light fixtures, furniture, all that stuff. I mean, you get that much water damage, and there was a ton of water damage.
Yeah.
And it's just going to take a long time to repair, man. So you can expect Ponce Hall East closed while they fix the damages. I will say that it's looking really good. I saw some pictures that AD Davis put online recently, and the renovations are looking great, man.
Yeah, they do a great job of just, you know, and it's tough doing historic buildings because the materials that you have to replicate because they're not going to be the same as what was there 150 years ago.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can't use asbestos anymore.
You can't.
No, yeah. They frown upon it. Oh, man. They frown upon it. But, I mean, you know, there was, you know, materials that are completely different. The cuts of wood are completely different because everything was hand cut at that point. You know, and a lot of people don't understand, like, a 2x4 isn't actually a 2x4 anymore. Like, in the 1960s, they took and made it where it's like 1.5 by 3.5.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's not really a 2x4, but prior to that, everything was hand cut as a 2x4.
Okay.
So, like, sometimes things don't match up exactly. And it's not easy doing renovations on, especially a building that was that posh and that unique.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah. But AD Davis does a lot of these. They're great with the historic stuff. They do a lot of the historic.
Is that
renovations.
A specific department that they're good at? Like, is renovations?
Yeah, that's yeah. Okay. And they've you know, they've been around for 60 plus years.
Yeah.
You know, and
themselves.
I think Mike's grandfather started the relationship with Flagler back in the early 70s.
Oh, wow.
And they've always had that relationship, and you know, they're kind of been the go to here in town for historic restorations.
Yeah,
and still are. They still are. Yeah. I mean, Mike's a third generation owner of the company.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And don't think it was given to him. He actually, Mike's grandfather sold to Mike's dad.
Yeah.
Mike's dad sold to Mike.
Yeah.
So it's not given to him.
Yeah.
They have to buy it.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, you were just born into it. No, Mike had to purchase it.
Yeah.
He had to buy it. Vernon wasn't giving it to him.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, a lot of people think
that's very valuable.
A lot of people think that, but it makes it more valuable to the person that actually owns
sure.
it.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
Golly, if my parents did that, they'd have to wait a long time. I don't know how much I got to hustle, but that's going to be a long time.
Dave, are you still saving up to buy this damn business?
I know, right? No, but I got some Gucci shoes. Just kidding.
You better eBay those.
Right, yeah.
I got back. Some Pucci handbag. Hey, Gucci.
All right.
No, but I mean, it happened in the middle of the night, and you know, water damage is a real thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, man.
It's a scary thing. It happens that quick.
Yep. Yeah. And there's not much you can do about it but tear everything down and start from scratch, man. So that's what they're doing. Expect Ponce Hall East to be closed all year long if you're a Flagler student or you're involved with Flagler. Yeah, man. Wild.
How many students is that going to displace?
Probably two times 46.
Okay.
Okay.
So what happens to those students? SOL, like they got to go figure it out, get an apartment or something?
I think Flagler's working with some hotels here in town to try and...
Word, okay.
To place them.
That's how that's done. I didn't know how it works.
Yeah. All right.
And I lived on Flagler East before they had actual air conditioning.
Did you?
Oh, it was hot.
Oh, it was hot.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Students, funky.
Man.
I was only allowed to stay one semester. I was asked to move off.
Well, yeah, hippy dippy Troy, freedom and spirit. Oh, man. I haven't showered in 5 days, man. Deodorant? I only wear patchouli, man.
Patchouli. I may or may not have been mad at my RA and told a practical joke that they could not prove it was actually me, but they knew it was me.
Okay. All right.
And then, and then I got caught playing golf in the hallway.
Golf in the hallway, like a putt putt, or were you like?
I was chipping. So
that's not that
bad. But I mean, by the way, don't try this at home. But it worked amazingly well.
Mm.
I filled up a trash can with water and leaned it up against his door, and the door's opened in.
Oh, I would absolutely.
It was way more water than I expected. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, it was like a big trash can?
Oh, yeah.
Big trash.
Oh, yeah. It was,
so you started the water damage.
No.
Well,
allegedly I did it.
Allegedly. Seems like, well, I think you're past the statute of limitations for one thing,
Troy. That was in 87.
Yeah, okay, so way past. You can't get in trouble for it anymore.
But yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying they need to investigate that room specifically.
Well, we weren't allowed to have girls. What happened? We weren't allowed to have girls in our dorm room at that time.
Okay.
I lived on the hall where like you could open the window and the girls could come in my room, but everyone else would, their girls that came in came through my room.
Okay.
So I was like the Underground Railroad for girls on our hall. The RA the week before.
This is horrible.
The RA the week before.
Do you think that's a fair comparison?
Really?
No. The Underground Railroad?
Seriously?
For women who wanted to sneak into the dorms? Not the same thing.
We had to just call that a little bit out here.
We actually called it that. All right.
Golly.
So they'd have to come through our room. You know, and I charged most everyone. I didn't charge the RA for his. He had a girlfriend, mm-hmm. and I snuck her in.
Okay.
To his room like 2 weeks earlier, and then he reported me.
For sneaking his girlfriend in?
Like a week later, like he reported me.
You felt
like
guilty.
I got in trouble. And then I was like, all right. We'll see how you play this game, Joe.
Wow.
Yeah Joe's room pretty much. And it ruined one of his term papers.
Oh. And they didn't have save at that
well,
point.
Well, good.
Yeah. No. That was no, like, he shouldn't have done that.
Shouldn't have been a snitch.
It was way more water than I expected. I'm going to tell you right now when it happened and I was at ball practice when it actually happened because I set it up early in the morning. And when it actually happened, it was bad.
What a creep.
Yeah, I bet.
It was bad.
Jeez,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, if he lost a paper, this was before, like, you know.
Oh,
there
was no,
like,
computers.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't like, saved anywhere else.
And we had a computer lab. Like, you had a floppy disk.
Paper and a quill. Yeah.
But I don't think he had it backed up on it.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, the floppy disk.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have done it. He shouldn't have done what he did.
Mm, yeah, no.
I'm with you. Yeah. He messed up.
Yeah.
He did.
He messed up.
He knew it was me. And he's like, I was like.
So he couldn't retaliate after that.
I was like, well, what's going on? And everybody on the entire floor was on my side. So he couldn't.
Well, yeah, you were sneaking their girlfriends in.
Yeah. Well, no, they knew what he did was wrong.
Well, yeah, but you were also sneaking their girlfriends in, so they kind of had to be on your side.
That's true.
A college pimp.
Oh, wow. Boy. That wasn't listed in that naughty St. Augustine book or whatever, was it?
No,
what was that called? Racy St. Augustine or
new
something?
New chapter. Yeah, new edition. Now we have some new. Where is she? Let me go find that beauty. That's
it. Yeah, we need to add to that book. Yeah. Scandals of St. Augustine. Yeah.
But they asked me to. Dean White called me in and said, Troy, I think it'd be best if you moved off campus. I was like, yeah, Dean, you're probably right.
Probably a good idea.
This is probably not going to be my last incident.
Oh, man. All right. Well. Now you guys know down there at Flagler College, this is the guy to arrest.
Yeah.
Or at least question.
From the 80s.
Dr. Proctor. It is way too late. Way too late.
Dr. Proctor's no longer president.
All alleged.
You know, it is not too late to get a lower price on some gas than we've seen in the last couple of weeks.
Hey, it's coming down.
It's coming down. Trending in the right direction, as they may say. Right now, we are looking at $3.67 in the St. Augustine area for the lowest price for gas, and that is, of course, at $21.99 North Ponce de Leon Boulevard, the Sunoco. We've also got the Mobile and Circle K at 800 South Ponce de Leon Boulevard at $3.67 as well. Owens jumping on the train also, 780 South Ponce. They're at $3.67 as well. The Citgo at 1099 South Ponce at $3.71. The Sunoco at 450 South Ponce is at $3.72. The Shell at 146 King, 372 as well. We've got the Shell at 216 Ponce de Leon Boulevard at 372. The Gate jumps us up a little bit. 1900 Mizell Road, they're at 376. The Circle K on US 1, 379. And the Circle K on 207, 715, 207, that's at 379 as well. Coming down, and we give huge props to the Sunoco for that.
Yep.
Setting the trend here and staying way out in front, man.
Definitely challenged people to come on down.
Yes. Yeah. So we all appreciate that. Now that's the place I get my gas now.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Me too.
That's where I go for gas.
Yeah. 333 party. That's the number we're going to have a party at.
333. We're going to have a party there.
Yep.
Liking it.
Okay. I can deal with that. That Gas Buddy report brought to you by our great friends at 44 Spanish Street Inn. You can relax, indulge, and explore your perfect staycation and not have to waste any gas in the process. They're located in the heart of historic downtown. 44 Spanish Street Inn is the perfect spot to put visiting guests, family, or just to get away for the day. Do something good for yourself. Go to 44SpanishStreetInn.com and book your next visit today. All right, man, we got some live music happening around town as well today. We got Jim Lamb up there at the Milltop Tavern. Mm. That's happening at noon. Heather Craig at Pierre's Pub at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Furman Spanish Guitar at Pizzali's Chianti Room.
Oh.
4 o'clock. Corey on sax.
Hey.
Yeah, cool. Going to be down there at Celestino's.
Okay.
I don't know if I said that right. No. Wine Room at 4:30. Josh Tennessee Worthy at the Milltop at 4:30 as well. Smoke and Joe Shower at A1A Aleworks, 5 o'clock. Stu Weaver, Harry's Seafood Bar and Grill, 6 o'clock. Josh Ford, I guess he ditched the Groove Benders for this one.
Oh.
Pierre's Pub, 6 o'clock. Of course, Chris Stevens Auto helps us put on that report every single day, and we appreciate that. Now, my mechanic should be your mechanic. Give him a call today if you need car repairs. 904-451-5144. Also got to give a big shout out at this point to our friends at Fidus Roofing. Hurricane season is here, and now is the best time to get your roof inspected. If you have damages now, make sure you document those before the hurricane comes so you don't have to pay those crazy high hurricane deductibles for the same damages. Local company for over 15 years. All their employees live right here in St. Johns County. They're also master elite contractors for St. Johns County, and that lets them offer you warranties that nobody else can. Give them a call today at 904-355-ROOF.
They do pavers.
Yes, they do. Very good. All right, man. It is a moronic Monday.
Yes.
So I got to tell you about one of the most moronic jobs I've ever heard of before we get into one more piece of local news here. Mm. And I got to tell you, we probably got a lot of people watching here today who would love this job. Mm-hmm. It's not the worst job you could find in the world.
Mm.
Mattress brand. You heard of the brand Casper?
Casper, oh, yeah.
Mattresses.
Mm-hmm. I know the ghost.
Mail order mattresses. They show up like a small sponge. You open it up, and like a whole room is a mattress. It's awesome.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Something like that. I will assume that's correct. They are hiring for a position where sleeping on the job is not just accepted, it is mandatory. Yeah. Check this out. Casper, a New York-based company founded in 2014, hiring for Casper sleepers to sleep for a living. God, I'm not mad at this at all.
What's the dress code? Pajamas?
We'll get there.
Okay, okay.
We'll get there.
Okay.
Casper sleepers will sleep in stores and unexpected settings in the world.
I don't know if that's a little creepy.
Well,
not the way I sleep. Well, it would be creepy if it was the way I sleep.
You just welcome people all the time in your bed. That's just, I'm stingy. I'm stingy with my space in my bed, so.
All right.
Yeah, very passionate. Here we go.
Here we go.
Wow.
All right.
I think I just got caught out by Dave.
You did. You did. Can't sleep with people with this job. Unfortunately, there will be some work required when employees are awake. They'll have to create social media posts sharing their experiences as professional sleepers.
So it'll be recorded.
I do most of my social media in bed.
It sounds to me like you are going to be sleeping in the display window of a Casper store starting out.
Oh.
The job application is open August 11th, says the listing. The ideal candidate, they say, should have exceptional sleeping ability.
Okay. Exceptional
sleeping ability.
Blake, you're good.
A desire to sleep as much as possible. And, of course, the ability to sleep through anything.
Do you have to sleep pretty?
I don't know about it. It doesn't say that as a requirement.
Who sleeps pretty?
Well, you're going to be sleeping in a window. I would think the aesthetic has to be pleasing to the eye.
Like, you would think so.
I think it's better if you're drooling and you're just out. You're just completely out.
It's like, a better sell.
It's a better sell. It's like, man, that dude's really sleeping.
Yeah. I'm wondering, you know, as being dudes, we occasionally, well, pretty much always will wake up with some reactions, right? Mm-hmm. How do you pull that off in the window of a store?
Yeah, I can tell you right now, there's a certain way I wake up, even at my age.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, and that's just Well, something falls out of the boxer hole. I mean, I don't know. It's just, it seems risky.
If you had on boxers, natural. It's not like you can handle that.
You're sleeping in a display window of a public store.
I was thinking more like morning wood.
Well, like, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I wasn't going to come out and just say it.
Well, there it is.
I'm going to drop the hint for people who have kids watching.
Paint the picture. Well, I mean,
they're still having to look up what morning wood is.
So now they are. But how now they are.
It's a great question. How would they circumvent that? That's a really good question.
Yeah.
Is it like a giant diaper?
Yeah. You have a blocker.
Yeah. You wear like a
self-pixel.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's like a wooden diaper, something that just doesn't allow for movement. Okay. Well, that took a weird turn.
Now we challenge the Casper company.
To come up with a solution for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and all of us are thinking about it. It's like, as all of us being dudes think sleeping there. But they probably want like some pretty model or something that.
That's a good point.
Probably not looking for like guys that look like us.
You don't think so?
I'm pretty sure we're not fitting the bill.
Okay. Maybe it's the demographic of the area. Like maybe like they're next to like, you know, some Bass Pro Shop and they definitely want to target all fishermen. So maybe they are
going to
pick.
If they're next to a Bass Pro Shop, I'm still thinking they're going with hot girls.
No. Okay.
Okay. Right. Fair.
Interesting.
It doesn't say that's a requirement.
Yeah.
Definitely opened up a lot of questions on this article.
Oh, yeah. Now, Davey, let's get to the best part. In addition to the paid sleep, successful candidates will enjoy being able to wear pajamas to work.
Okay. There it is.
Limited free Casper products they will also enjoy, and the flexibility of a part-time schedule. I like how they throw that in at the end. Yeah, it's only a part-time thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not making any money.
No. Yeah.
But you get paid to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. However little amount of money that is, you
do get paid to sleep. What if you're homeless? It's a great gig.
Sure, but I don't think that's probably not their target demographic either.
Yeah. Are they going to dictate what the pajamas look like, or are they just going to wing it?
It's a good question. Like I said, they probably should not have boxer holes in their PJs.
Probably, yeah.
Probably not a great idea.
Like, Vicky, keep it a secret. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just there saying. You go.
All right, back to St. John's County. We've got the Supervisor of Election released the voting schedule, so I wanted to share this with everybody. Early voting going to start Saturday, August 13th through Saturday, August 20th. That includes two Saturdays and a Sunday. So it's all week long. Hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. You can check with your polling locations, but they've got the Supervisor of Elections Office, the Julington Creek Annex, the Ponte Vedra Branch Library, the Southeast Branch Library, the St. Augustine Beach City Hall, and the Hastings Branch Library listed here. And for more information, you can go to votesjc.gov.
Okay, good.
And you can get a lot of information not only on voting schedules, but on the candidates, how much money they're bringing in, that type of thing. So you can go there and look for yourself.
And your interviews.
Yes, we do have interviews out as well. So you can check those out on the website. Still working with the app developers to get the app showing those again. We got to get that back in the app store. And that's just a resubmittal process. It's very, very boring, but it should be up soon.
But great content.
Yeah, great stuff. We're getting a lot of good feedback on the candidate interviews, and I'm glad that they all showed up to tell people about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very informative. Excellent. Very, very helpful as we're all making important decisions this year. All right, Troy, how do you want to approach the comments?
I'm going to march through this marvelous Monday mentions.
All right, then. There you go. While you do that, I will tell people that our friends at CDR, they pick up the phone when you call. In a time where nobody picks up the phone or returns calls back, CDR is on it. And hey, contractors, if you need a container for your job site, they cover and protect driveways and really do take pride in leaving your job site as clean or cleaner than it was when they got there. Give CDR a call today, 904-471-9709. Also, big shout out to our friends at Bates, Hewitt and Floyd, BHF Insurance. They've been providing insurance and peace of mind for residents and businesses in Northeast Florida for over 40 years. They specialize in all types of insurance, specifically in the areas of homeowners insurance. Christy Lorenzen, she is our local St. Augustine advisor, and she brings her passion and knowledge of insurance to the table while specializing in all your personal insurance needs. Stop in or give them a call today for your complimentary assessment of your current policies. 904-794-5455.
And I got dropped. I'm one of the dropped. Just letting you know. Christy's on the She's taking care of it.
You're not the only one. Yeah.
She's helping me out.
All right. What do we got, Troy?
All right. So there are a lot of bell-bottom wearers on the first day of school.
All right. Yeah,
a lot of bell bottom wears. Okay. I mean, there was some Gloria Vanderbilt designer jeans.
Mm.
Whoa. Yeah, that was pretty big time.
That sounds fancy.
So, as I was wearing my thrift store polyester.
Yeah. Yeah.
Girls that I thought were hot were wearing designer jeans.
Yeah.
They were looking at me. Poor short dude.
Schmuck.
The smuggler.
Short dude. And I think Jeff came up with one of the funniest ones to me is the campus, talking about Flagler, the campus survived one Belvins, but didn't survive the second one.
So it might
be the curse of the Belvins.
Oh.
Didn't know we had a curse on us.
Wow.
Curse of the Belvins. People were asking about, like, what about people with gas at sleep and stuff? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good point, too.
There's an app that, like.
It's awesome.
Track. Do you have it?
I have it. It is.
Wow.
Does it tell you how many times you actually pass gas?
It does.
Oh, my gosh.
It's awesome.
Like, it tells you when you're restless and.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't need to be monitored while I'm sleeping.
It records, like, little, like, sounds, like, sound bites, too. It's like if you, like, mumble, like, I'm a mumbler. And then, again, you'll play it back to you.
Oh, but my dog sleeps with me. My dog snores more than I do.
Yeah.
Or, like growls in her sleep and stuff.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's going to pick up that.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because all the gas ones would be my dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of really? Course.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
got to be invited into the bed. Sure. Yes, yeah.
Sure. What do we got for Stoidum Stat?
All right, so Stoidum Stat, Blake and I did a whole sports thing this weekend, and we went to the race down in Volusia County, and there was an 81-year-old driver that won one of the features down there. I mean, and it was, we're talking, like, this is rough, but, like, dirt tracks, like, the car's bouncing, and it's throwing
it's a dirt track.
It's a dirt track. It's throwing you around. This guy was 81 years old when he came out of there, and there's lights at that thing. So it made me think of this Stoidum Stat. Today is the day that Wrigley Field finally got lights. It's the last Major League Baseball field to get lights. Do you guys have any idea what year or decade that might have taken place? I won't even take you to a year. What decade do you think it might have taken place?
The 70s.
All right. But not too bad. It was in 1988.
Oh, wow. Okay. That is so late.
So they always play day games before then. They still play more day games than anyone else. And Wrigley is, of the stadiums we've been to, it's my favorite stadium. But they just had to kind of go to the nighttime games to keep up with everyone else. The first lights came in like the early 30s.
Mm.
And this one didn't come in until 1988. So Wrigley Field finally got lights in 1988. Wow. And Bobby knew who the driver was. So.
Wow, okay.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, Bobby's on it, man. We need to make Bobby an official producer of the show.
It's a great fact checker.
For free. We don't have money to pay you,
Bobby. No, we don't.
I mean,
but the
guy who did win it, he is a dirt track legend. I mean, this guy's a legend at dirt track.
Cool. So. That must have been fun to watch.
It was cool. And then the next race, there was a 12-year-old in the next race. I really wanted him to win.
Wow, yeah.
But he ended his car broke, and he ended up having to drive off. So it would have been really cool to have an 81-year-old and a 12-year-old
win
back-to-back.
But, wow, I didn't know you could race at 12.
Yeah, he didn't even have a driver's license.
Right.
But he was doing like 150 miles an hour.
Well, where are the parents?
Eye on America.
All right. That's Stoidum Stat brought to you by St. Augie's Pizza in downtown St. Augustine. My favorite place to go for a slice will be yours too. Check them out tomorrow. They're closed on Mondays. St. Augie's Pizza, right in between Riberia and ML King. My mind is drooling right now wanting some St. Augie's Pizza. Doesn't even make any sense. All right, man.
My mind is drooling. I want some pizza.
My mind is drooling.
Yeah, sorry.
That's why you can't be a sleeper.
You don't want to know what I dream about. All right. Big shout out to everybody here in studio today. Fun way to start the week. Thank you guys very much. Thank you to the guys in the booth pressing all the buttons. Thank you to you guys out there for watching, kind of the most important part of this whole equation. And also big shout out to our friends at Old City Homes, Bozard Ford, Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations, Realty and Auction, CDR, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep Elementary, BHF Insurance. Click up there to get those alerts if you're watching on Facebook. Download the 904 Now app. And Davey and I will be back at 3 o'clock. We'll talk to you then.
Happy anniversary, Davey.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.